Aloha mai kakou. This is John Tilton, Senior Pastor of New Hope Oahu. In a moment, a message from our founding pastor, Wayne Cordero, on Words of New Hope.
Because sometimes I'm praying for something and God stands against me. Or sometimes I say, Lord, I pray for my marriage. Change my wife and change her, oh God, change. And the Lord may say to me, no, I'm going to change you, though. Hey, watch out, watch out. There's going to be times where when what you're praying for may seem like God's going to push back on you, and you go backwards instead of advance. But it may just be God answering your prayer because he knows what needs to be done in order for his best to be accomplished.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Today, Pastor Wayne is going to show us how prayer is like currency. In fact, it is the currency of heaven. But in heaven, there's no such thing as writing a blank check. God is not going to give us everything we ask for. We need to make the proper investment if we expect to cash in on our heavenly riches. Here is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, The Currency of Heaven.
Let's take out our notes as we talk about the currency of heaven. My, Ala Moana is getting packed with shoppers. And you know what? I'm starting to get a new pastime. You know what it is? Watching all these people, I start reading the slogans on people's t-shirts. They have some pretty funny ones. And so I get this little thing, collecting them in my mind. I notice this retiree guy walking around, and his shirt said this, at my age, I have seen it all, done it all, heard it all. I just can't remember it all. And another guy had a shirt, another retiree. It said, when did my wild oats turn into shredded wheat? Another one that said this, I used to be horribly schizophrenic, but now we're both okay. And this one was a mother with three obviously like a hyperactive kids, and her shirt said, now I know why animals eat their young. Yeah, I feel that way too. There's this tourist guy walking around, and the front of his shirt said, bomb expert. And then under it, it said, if you see me running, better keep up. And then another lady had this one. I got divorced for religious reasons. He thought he was God, and I didn't agree. And then there were these two, obviously deaf, as a deaf couple, because they were signing to one another. But you know how they have these twin shirts where half a saying is on one shirt and half of the slogan is on the other? Well, this deaf couple was signing, and as they turned around and started coming my way, his one said, don't yell at me. And her shirt said, I'm not yelling. But you got to hear this one. You know, the twin shirts. It must have been a Portuguese guy, because I just had an urge to go up and tell him that if your shirt says, I'm with stupid and you're alone, don't wear that shirt. He was all by himself and it said, I'm with stupid. I thought, he's Portuguese. I can't believe that. But then there's shirts with slogans that make you think, aren't there? There's one that said, he who dies with the most toys wins, but you still die. And I thought, yeah, you better get your life right before that moment. And then another one, it said, pray to God, but keep rowing towards the shore. I thought, yep, it's a combination. We're going to talk about prayer, the currency of heaven, and how to, and it's going to be leveraging off of last week's Pastor Elwin's wonderful message of how to overcome doubts. And it was a great message, except for a few failed attempts at humor where he tried to lasso me in to salvage his poor attempt at humor. And so at the end of the message, I thought it was a great message, but I have great doubts about him now. Currency of heaven. You know, I always thought that prayer was like a blank check from God. You just write in the amount. And the intended purpose was sort of immaterial, secondary. Because you find scriptures like, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will knock and the door will be. Yeah, so I thought it's just like a blank check. And at the top of our notes, let's read another one that I came across. Let's read it. Go. And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will... Yeah, how many things? All things. And I thought, well, that's a blank check. Just ask and you got it. But then I thought, no, it just can't be quite like that. Because I'm a parent, and if my daughter, if she was 10 years old, asked for the keys to the car, I'd say no. Because I want God's best or my best for her, and that's not going to be the best for her. So I thought, no, God, you're a wise parent. And I began to understand other scriptures. Let's read the next one just under it. Go. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So the Father's going to be glorified when I pray and ask in his name. I was reading in Matthew, and it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, or religious people, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, who has the right nomenclature and the right semantics and the right colloquialism, the right terms that are spiritual, not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. And then he said in another place, if you ask for anything according to my will. Then I began to understand, oh, wait a minute, I'm understanding just a little bit more now about this currency. Because you see, even in greenbacks, physical currency, we can abuse and misuse and not understand it correctly, and it'll get us into trouble. And I thought, you know, asking correctly, God, if it's according to your will, you will answer it. But what if it's not? What if I think it is, but it's not? Then I began to understand. You see, how many of you believe that God's will is for your best in your life? How many of you believe that God wants the best for your life? Absolutely. The scripture says that. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're not plans for your calamity, but for your welfare in order that you might have a future and a hope. So I know that God's will is for my best. So watch this. If this parallel line right over here is like God's best, and I'm kind of living down here, well, if I'm praying towards, Lord, help me get towards your best, he's going to help me like crazy. Because that's what he wants. That's what he's saying, pray for and I'll help you. So if it's towards God's best and towards God's will for my life, my family, my future, etc., and I pray in that way, in his name, according to his will, then he will unleash the resources of heaven to help and assist and aid you. On the other hand, what if I'm praying and I'm wanting to go the other way, away from his best? Oh, something I want, and I know it's not God's best, but I really want this, and I'm praying, oh God, come on. Do you think he's going to help you? You know, I would not want him to help me. Because there's sometimes I don't know that this is the wrong thing, but I think it is at the moment. And I'm praying, and if God gave that to me, I would be further away and further away. And then I'm in an infected mode, and I'm going to need a huge amount of help to get out of that pit. So this is what I've done. I've said, God, if I'm praying in a way that's not for your will and it's not the best for my life, I give you permission to veto, override my prayer and say no and stand against me, if you will. Because I won't know sometimes. I'm blind. I'm thinking this is the right way. But it's not. Lord, you come and you make sure that you don't answer that prayer. In fact, someone once said to me, Wayne, there's two regrets in life. One is when you don't get what you really want. And the other is when you do. Because you see, sometimes when you get what you really want and it's not God's best, you get it, you'll suffer for a lifetime. If you don't get it, you'll suffer for a little while. If you do, you might suffer for a lifetime. And so the first thing is understanding, how do we use this currency of heaven? We've got to make sure that we know what the will of God is so that we can, would you write in number one, learn to pray aright. Learn to pray aright, not incorrectly. So I need to know what God's best is for my life, for my future, for my marriage, for my family. And I tell you, that takes time, but let's read this scripture. Go. You ask and do not receive because you ask with what? Yeah. So that you may spend it on your own pleasures. Well, God's not going to answer those kinds of prayers, and I am thankful. As I've said before, when I was in high school, there was a cheerleader. I said, oh, God, I pray that you make her my wife. And Lord, if you do, I'll be happy. I saw her at our 25-year class reunion. I'm so glad God did not answer my prayer. And she saw me and probably is glad God didn't answer my prayer too. But, you know, there's going to be times we're going to pray sincerely, but I need to give God veto rights to override my prayer. And when he does, sometimes I'll suffer for a little while. But if he gave it to me, I may have suffered for a lifetime. So I'm beginning to understand prayer a little bit. And it's not always easy to understand. And we say, okay, well, the first thing is to understand prayer, we just got to know God's will, because that's what he's going to answer prayers about if I'm wanting to get there. Because that's what he wants. That's his will. Okay, so I've got to know God's will so that I can learn to pray right. But how will I know God's will? This is a tough one sometimes. Well, here is a great help. Would you write down in the first bullet right there, ask the Holy Spirit to help. Ask him, because he will. He'll begin to speak to your heart. When you're praying wrongly, you'll get a check. Now, watch this. You won't be able to identify exactly what's wrong with that prayer or wrong with that decision or wrong with the direction you're going in. You just get a check. Just get a check. I don't know why, but it's just not right. And it just may be the Holy Spirit saying, foul ball, out of bounds, don't go this way. No, 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 wrong gate. No, don't go through that. Well, why? Just don't go through that right now. And you'll get a check. Boy, it's so important for you to check out those checks. And be careful. Because it just may not be just a hunch. It may be the Holy Spirit saying, hold on. Let's read what it says here. Go. The Holy Spirit helps us in our distress. For we don't even know what we should pray for, nor how we should pray. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers, here it is, in harmony with God's own will. Yeah, see, we're starting to learn some things about prayer. It's not a blank check. It's not a whatever. No, because it may be the wrong way, and God's not going to, I don't want him to answer those kinds with a yes. I want him to answer with a no. So I'm going to pray, but the best way to pray so that I'll steward the currency of heaven is to know what God's will is. And can I encourage you sometimes just to write it down? Write down, if this is the best for my life, if this is the best for my faith, if this is the best for, just write it down. What will it look like? And when you paint your future, use neon colors, use fluorescent colors, use star bright colors, no pales, no grays, no whatevers, no shrugs of shoulders, no mediocrity. Paint it with fluorescent brights. Start there and ask God for the best, because I bet his desire is pretty close to that, because that's what he paints our futures with. And then ask the Holy Spirit to help you, so that you know what God's will is. Because sometimes my flesh and my own desires could be selfish, but I don't see it that way. But it is. So I need the Holy Spirit to help me, because I'm blind to certain things. But he will help us to gain truth. The Bible says this: he will give us the Holy Spirit, who will guide us into all truth. Guide us into all truth. You know what that means? Truth, if you're going to get there, needs a guide. See, we were raised in a way where truth was sort of like whatever, it's relative. And so we sort of shuck and jive and we rationalize things that are not really truthful. But that's just how it is. And we use other names for it. But when the Holy Spirit says, no, if you know the truth will set you free. From going the wrong way, I'll get you towards God's will. And then all of heaven will be unleashed to help you get there. Man, will you start to get prayers answered, because you're praying in his will. So I want to know the truth. Yeah, well, the Holy Spirit's going to guide me into all truth, because truth needs a guide. I can't get there on my own, with my own savvy. Now, so we're learning more about prayer. Prayer is something that you're going to have to work on a little bit, because it's not always going to be easy. Because sometimes I'm praying for something and God stands against me. And I think, why are you standing against me? I'm praying for this. And God says no. Or sometimes I say, Lord, I pray for my marriage. I pray, change my wife and change her, oh God, change her. And the Lord may say to me, no, I'm going to change you though. Hey, watch out, watch out. Did my wife tell you to say that? She's sitting right here, so I got to watch out. But sometimes God will say, change you. Sometimes you say, well, God, work on my marriage. I need you to work on my marriage. And the Lord may say, okay, then you go to counseling. No, 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 she needs counseling, not me. No, no, you go. You see, there's going to be times where when what you're praying for may seem like God's going to push back on you and you go backwards instead of advance. But it may just be God answering your prayer because he knows what needs to be done in order for his best to be accomplished. And he's actually answering our prayers. But if we don't understand the currency of heaven, we'll reject his answers and never accomplish his will. What he wants and what we ultimately want. It seems like we're going backwards sometimes. Sometimes we might say, Lord, I pray for this promotion. The Lord says, no, I'm going to need you to get humble before you get the promotion. So if you just advance this way, it's going to mess you up. So you know what? I'm going to have the promotion pass you by for this season. No, he's supposed to answer my prayer. No, I'm just going to have you wind back a little bit to build something you didn't build before. On the East Coast, there's a place called the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's a beautiful roadway, that road that goes along some mountain passes. And sometimes it dips down and it comes up and treats you to a spectacular view of the mountains and drops you back down. And because the mountains are so serrated that these roads will sometimes have to wind back through a valley in order to get you through. And sometimes you'll be going 2 or 3 miles the opposite direction from whence you came in order to advance forward. In other words, there's sometimes, even though this road is beautiful, you have to go sort of backwards in order to go forward. But every time you go backwards, there's a little sign to just prompt you to keep going. A little sign that says, the best is yet to come. And I thought life is like that, you know, because there's sometimes I'm going to pray and ask God to advance me forward and I'm going to feel like I'm being turned around. And God's going to have you go backwards for a while in order for you to advance. And if you don't understand the currency of heaven, you won't allow. I'm not going backwards. No, that's beneath my dignity. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to stoop to that. No, I'm not. The Lord says, in order for you to advance, you've got to be willing to go backwards. But I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And if we don't understand the currency of heaven, we may be rejecting the very thing that we've been praying for. And so we begin to understand prayer a little bit more, just a little bit more. You know, I've been studying prayer and how to work with God to find his ways for a lot of years. And it's still tough. Even though I've taken classes and I've gone to Bible college and whole sessions, whole semesters on prayer, it's still a little tough sometimes to understand until you really start to catch it. Because you can understand something with your head, but you still don't get it with your heart. You know, sort of like I've been studying, I get interested in stuff like technology. So I want to see, how do you get sound off of this CD over the speakers digitally, analog? It's interesting, the frequencies and the impulses of the air masses that brings sound to your ears. How do you get it off a CD? So I began studying that and how it shows that in a computer digital age, they use a binary algorithm with ones and zeros. And ones is like a circuit that's closed and zero is a circuit that's open. And on the CD, you have what they call lands and ridges. You know, there's bumps on there. And when the laser, it's actually a laser light, senses these different bumps, the little switches, the binary system in the digital world goes click, 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 and turns things on and off at a frequency of impulses of 44 kilohertz. So you know what that is? It's 44,000 vibrations per second. There's a little thing. And what it does is it takes this, puts it back into an analog design into the speakers, and it amplifies it, and the frequencies on the speakers start to vibrate, and you get the sound. Now you say, okay, I got it, but I don't understand what you just said. That's how it is for me sometimes with prayer. I got it. I got the Greek down. I got the Latin down. I get everything, but I still don't understand it. But you just got to keep going. You start to, now I'm starting to get it. No, okay. All right. This is God's best. You pray this way. No, pray this way. Everything comes together. Okay. I got that. And then we start to understand. But that's just how it is with prayer for me anyway. It's sort of like the story of these three guys. It was a Japanese guy, a Hawaiian guy, and a Portuguese guy. And they were all up on this high tower. And they were saying, I'm more fast than you. No, I'm more fast than you. No, I'm more fast than you. And so the Portuguese guy says, I tell you what, let's take off our watches and you drop it off this tower and you have to run down as fast as you can to catch your watch before it hits the ground. Let's see who's the fastest. And the Hawaiian guy says, oh, obviously I'm the fastest. I can do it. He takes off his Hawaiian surfer watch and he says, watch this. So he drops his watch, runs down the stairs. He only gets like 5-10 stairs and pat! Here's his watch bust on the ground. Oh, no. Yeah, you're not fast enough. The Japanese guy says, watch me. So he takes off his made in Japan watch and he drops his watch off the tower and runs down. This mugger is fast. He gets about 15 stairs and pat! His watch breaks. Oh, Portuguese guy says, you guys too slow. Watch this. He takes off his Portuguese watch. He drops it off the tower and just kind of moseys down the stairs like this. He stops off at the bathroom because he has to use the bathroom, drinks a soda, and goes down, reaches out his hand, boom, catches his watch. And he walks back up. And the Japanese guy and the Hawaiian guy, oh, you fast! How did you do that? He puts his watch back on. Easy, he said. My watch has always been 20 minutes slow. Okay. I got it, but I don't get it. You know? And sometimes prayer is sort of like that. You just now got it over here, yeah? All right, it's all right. Yeah, you're starting to come because you say, wait a minute. You mean if I want God's best, he kind of takes me on a backwards route for a while? Yeah, he does. But the best is yet to come if you understand prayer. There's an old Confederate soldier that left a prayer behind. I thought it was just so eloquent. And they don't know who the soldier is, but let me read this prayer. And I think it catches the essence of it. It goes like this. I ask God for strength that I might achieve, but he gave me weakness that I might learn humility. I ask for health so that I can do great things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I ask for riches so I could be happy, but I was given poverty that I might become wise. I ask for power that I might have the praise of men. God gave me weakness that I might feel my need for God. I ask for all things so that I can really enjoy life. God gave me life that I might really enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, but everything I had ever hoped for. Even despite myself, my prayers were being answered. And now I, among all men, are the most richly blessed.
You've just heard part one of a message entitled The Currency of Heaven by Dr. Wayne Cordero. We'll pick it up right there on tomorrow's broadcast. Now you can listen to Words of New Hope anytime on demand. Just go to www.spreaker.com and search on Words of New Hope. That's Spreaker,
spreaker.com. Stream the message or download it to your mobile device and listen on the go. And with a click of a button, you can share Words of New Hope on Facebook, Twitter, or your other social media and help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ to family and friends. That's www.spreaker.com and search on Words of New Hope. Now available 24/7, 365. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.